Oh, I have a lot of pillows. I have a lot of pillows. You'd be surprised. I'll use one of them instant jars of coffee. We guys come here and drink coffee with me. 5 or 6 a day.
Okay, know? That's pleasant.
It is. I get, I have a lot of time. You'd be surprised. 10-15 cups of coffee a day they'll drink.
Oh, my
God. And I'll use up a one of them a week. Just guys come visit with me, you know.
Huh.
And I'll watch out and have this, a lot of guys. Now, this fellow right here, he's a bachelor, but, you know, a drink's the only thing you can give him.
Huh.
You know, he don't ever take coffee, you know, but, he takes his drink every day.
Boy, that just knocked me out.
Oh, I can't. I don't touch it. But them Frenchmen last night, they was fixing my highballs. You see, when I had some old hickory there, you know, and, boy, and it was really, and then the guy that runs the peach store, he came out and wanted to tell you, a guy I like to feed hunt with.
Uh-huh.
And, he got a, you know, a lot of them doves. They made gumbo last night, and I stayed up about 10:30, and they were still going. And they like to drink. See, that's a West State old motto. The first time I went down there, every restaurant or you go into, and they'd set something out on the table, huh. Buy a whiskey or something. Oh, that's a West State now. But I never did see the one drunk while I was ever down there. But they all drink.
They just get used to it.
They're used to it. They don't think nothing about it. That's a habit. Yeah. And they was fixing them some last night, you know. They'd been riding this kind of tired, you know.
Singing and laughing and drinking.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But they never, I go down there and never see a drunk guy, but they don't know more thing than about it. They're raised up with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the great smoke down there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they smoke down there. It's a great place for them to smoke.
Boy, I smoke a lot. I smoke a little too much. I cut down and I get back and then I cut down.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get away from.
Just knock myself out.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't drink or smoke or nothing. I always tell them, well, I can't drink, but I can dish it out to you.
Do you have owls around here?
Oh, yeah. They sure do. Oh. We have some that they dig holes up in the pasture, and then we... Yeah, them big old cute owl, they'll once in a while coming around here in the trees, you know, and they holler. Yeah, it's quite a few owls around.
Hmm. And you have, you mentioned the big ones?
They kind of have a, you know, the feather sticks outside of his head.
Yeah.
I see one of them every once in a while. They're a big owl.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call those?
Let's see. They're an extra big. Oh, they're about a third or half being big as them in the pasture. What do they call them? Screech owls? They make quite a noise, you know.
Uh-huh. What do you call the ones out in the pasture?
What is he?
What do you call the ones out in the pasture?
You know, let's see. I don't live in here all my life, you know, them owls. You used to have so many of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to have a few pet dogs, and they put carbon in the pet dogs and get them owls too, you know.
Oh, they live in the same hole?
A lot of times, pretty well in the same hole together, so you might be getting along pretty good.
Well, I'll be darned.
And let's see, I don't know, we just call them owls out there in the pasture, just, mm-hmm. Well, we just call them a native owl or something, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's here since early days, just kind of a small native owl.
Prairie dogs are just about gone now.
Oh, right? Yeah, you don't hardly ever see a prairie dog.
Boy, I remember back in the 30s.
Oh, used to be a lot of them. We used to call them, go off, wasn't very far up here, northwest here, about 4 or 5 miles. We used to have what we'd call paradox towns, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you